It's another week of This Week in Google Glass. This week we're going to talk about frames, prescription frames, all those other frames, and how we're going to get our new pairs of glass. We got our emails and stuff like that. We're also going to talk about Duck Hunt on your Google Glass, pa-pow, 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 and a whole bunch more. It's This Week in Google Glass. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here from Geekazine Think Magazine. Put in a geek. You've got Geekazine. You can catch me on Jeff over at twig.tv. That's twigg.tv. Now, I do have to, first of all, make some apologies. The websites have been going up and down. Last week, GoDaddy moved all my websites to a new server, and then all of a sudden everything went down. We haven't really figured out the problem. One of the people think it's a DDoS attack, which I kind of find hard to believe. But to top it all off, this morning, there's a lot of websites that are down right now over on GoDaddy. So I can't get any service and it's blah, blah, blah. So the whole point is that if you go over there, you might experience some errors. I apologize on that. Go into iTunes. You can download it from there. Of course, I'll have some alternate links if you can't get there from. But Jeff at twig.tv. My Twitter handle is Geekazine. And, of course, my co-host, as always, from the great state of icy tech. Well, it wasn't icy. It's not icy anymore, is it? Is it, Luke?
No, it's not. So, yeah, Luke Wallace, Luke at twig.tv or Luke Luca on Twitter.
All right. And, of course, he's got a little choppy frame rate there. I took off the Windows Tile Skype and actually installed the old client Skype, and it was working perfectly 2 weeks ago, and now we've got a frame rate of one frame a second. So I love technology. Love technology and how it works, because it's just never the same thing twice. So how was your week there? Well, actually 2 weeks. We took last week off. How things been going for the last couple weeks?
Oh, it's been real busy. We got hit with ice real hard last weekend and spent a lot of the week recovering from that, and then just had a real busy weekend. So,
okay. Well, that's cool. Did you take any pictures on it?
I did. They're up on my Google Plus account under my Through Glass at the very end of that, or very beginning of it. There'll be some pictures of ice and just some... not real interesting, kind of looks like snow, but it's in fact a lot of ice just built up.
Okay. Well, I went and I got a couple things this is from Amazon. First of all, we talked about this last week. We talked about how the old pair, would it work with a adapter? So I went out to Amazon and I went and purchased this little thing right here. It was only $2. And it's a little adapter. You put it in the side of the glass, and then of course the headphones into the headphone jack. I did this and it did not work. Now I've seen a couple people not only have adapters like this, but also they made like little clips that, so the this end actually fits on the back of right on the battery. So you could put on your headphones and probably tie it up in the back so it's not flapping all over the place. So I'm just wondering if I got the wrong adapter because I went as cheap as all heck to get it. So did you try any of the adapters there? You said you had a couple there at the office, right?
I couldn't find any at the office that took that micro USB and gave you a standard stereo headset out. I wonder if it's something to do with the first version of Glass. Maybe the second version supports those adapters better, but I've heard that mono earbud works with the original pair. Is that your experience?
I don't have the mono earbud, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So if anybody does know, feel free to Twitter us and we'll broadcast it for the next week. So speaking of which, you got an email last week, was it? What was that all about from at Twig?
Yeah, so we had a viewer email me in. Let me just pull it up real quick here. Looks like Joshua H, I'll just say. Joshua H was emailing about asking about Glass development. basically saying, you know, what's it like to develop for Glass? What's the best way to get started? You know, he's got an idea and he wants to get started on that. And so basically what I told him was, you know, first of all, hey, thanks so much for listening. It's great to get feedback, and that definitely can help us kind of make sure we're tailoring the show to answer the questions you guys actually have. But I pointed Josh over at developers.google.com/glass. And that's really where they go through all of, you know, how to get started in development there. Basically, a Glass device is an Android device, and so it runs Android, but it's a little bit, you know, modified than what you might be used to if you develop Android apps, because there's no touch screen on it. You know, it has this touch input, but it's not a touch screen where you kind of really, you know, tap on what you want to interact with. Mm-hmm. So there's a few little differences there that you have to deal with. But that developer site that I mentioned, again, that's developers.google.com/glass, can walk you through getting set up on the Android environment and then getting the GDK installed so that you can build, you know, fully native apps. It also talks about the Mirror API and how to use it if you have more of a web service that you want to integrate with Glass.
Okay. Now, do you get questions like that all the time being a developer? Hey, I've got a great idea for an app, but I don't know how to code it at all, or...
Yeah, I think most app developers do. Basically, once people find out that you can write apps for anything, whether that's a phone or a Glass, generally people say, "Ooh, I've got this great idea. You know, would you want to work on this for me or with me?" And you know, that's really nice. It's great that people are that excited about it. But yeah, a very common question people kind of ask of either, can you do that for me, or how do I get started doing that?
So. Exactly. Actually, what's really funny was I'm a podcast coach over at helpouts.google.com now, and I had the same thing happen over the weekend. Somebody had called me up and said, how do you podcast? It's like, well, you know, there's some good books out there. And it's not like I'm trying to, you know, blow them off or anything like that, but it's just like, you're asking me a very general question. And I'm willing to give you the answer, but you know, you're doing it on a free line and I'll teach you how to podcast, but you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah. It's a big question like that. It's, you know, if someone's like, oh yeah, I'm an auto mechanic, and you walked up and you said, oh, that's cool, how do I fix my car?
Yeah. How do I change my brakes?
It'd be kind of like, that's kind of so broad of a question. I'm not even sure how to help with that. Or, you know, or what are some tips for working on my car? It's like, well, there's a lot, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff. I could talk for hours, you know, an auto mechanic, I'm sure, could talk for hours about that.
Yeah.
And so it's the same kind of thing. But yeah, it's great that we're having people interact. And, you know, if people have, you know, maybe more specific questions, those might be easier to answer on the podcast. Otherwise, this would be 4 hours long as I go through the entire development, you know, process for Glass. So
I don't get your shelf a pair of glass.
Yeah. So yeah, that's step one, you know, have something to develop on. Hopefully they've got some sort of emulator coming soon to make it easier for people that don't have Glass that want some way to develop for it.
Well, yeah, I'm wondering if they will do that or if they won't do that. I mean, a lot of companies have gotten away from emulators, haven't they?
iOS has its simulator that they use that's not even really a full emulator, and Android has an emulator that's used for a lot of stuff. So it's not real uncommon to have something like that, but I haven't seen an official Glass emulator. I think there have been a couple unofficial projects that have tried to start up doing that, but it's definitely hard when the device is in such limited supply like it is right now.
Yeah, that's true. So, speaking of device, this is a great emulator right here. I got my Nexus 5. As you can see, Nexus 5. It's in white. I didn't expect that. I did get the 32 gigabyte model. And the best part about it was when I ordered it, they said it was going to be 2 weeks out. I was technically supposed to get it last Friday. But I think since I got the 32 gigabyte model, I got mine right away. And it was I had this thing by Tuesday before I went on my trip. And I'll talk about that in a second. But they also talked about how they updated the Nexus line. Nexus 5 line, because an article I read said the buttons were bad on the first first iteration of Nexus 5, and also the speaker holes are a little bit bigger. I don't know if I've got the older or the newer version, but the buttons aren't bad on this. But the bigger thing is, now I understand what everybody is talking about using glass with an Android device. Because literally it's night and day. When I had it with my iPhone, for the brief time I had my iPhone before it got stolen, it was very choppy at best. And of course, then I had the Windows phone for a long time, for a few months, and that was like all it did was did the Bluetooth, so I could talk back and forth, and I was fine with that. But this one, it's like I've been taking pictures and pushing them up on the web and video and stuff like that. It's just amazing what the functionality that you can do with the Android phone over any other phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pretty impressed with that. So, yeah. And I highly recommend the Nexus 5. I mean, for the price, you can't go wrong. There was only one other phone. It was either the Nexus 5 or the Moto G. Because the Moto G was actually cheaper, but it had a lesser processor in it. So I decided to go with the Nexus 5. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Anything else? What else is going on in your world?
Not too much. Something you mentioned we mentioned last time that you were asking me about was the little freebies that they gave to the people at I.O. that signed up for Glass early. Okay. When it was first available. And so I'll try to hold this real steady for you. So they sent me this little piece of glass, and it has my number embedded in it. So it has 1278 embedded in it, and underneath it says Google X, because, you know, it was part of the X Labs project.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be able to focus on that. It's actually 3D. You know, it's like those little things you see at the mall sometimes where there's a little, you know, Eiffel Tower embedded inside a piece of plexiglass or something. And so they sent this out to all the little explorers, and it came in this nice little, and I'll try to hold this real steady, this little box with a little satin padding inside, kind of fancy.
Looks like a little coffin.
So they sent, I guess, everybody who signed up at I.O. that. Kind of a neat little thing, but it's been in its box, you know, in a drawer since I got it, basically. So
you didn't get like a little platform with a LED light in it, so it'd shine up like the Eiffel Tower does.
You know, I've thought about it, and now that you mention it, it's like that does sound kind of cool. It could change colors, and, you know, look pretty neat. So I don't know. Might have to put that on my Christmas wish list or something.
There you go. Anybody watching, if you've got one of those little platforms, just email Luke at twig.tv and we'll send you, he'll send you the address. You can send the little box with the LED in it, and we're all set. So, so I thought that was the time that was in there. So that's actually so you're the 1,278th person to get Google Glass. That's what I'm taking from that, correct?
That's my understanding of that list. Basically, there are people that have those with, you know, lower numbers because they signed up sooner at Google I.O. And, so I think they only had about 1,000 of them on site. And so I had to be mailed mine because I had signed up after they'd already given all those away.
But at least you got it. That's the important
thing. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. And then I don't have one of those. So I wonder what my number is. I guess that might be the six-digit number that we get.
No, because mine's not 1278. So
okay, all right. Well, never mind then. It'd be nice.
I don't know.
It'd be nice.
You'll have to ask next time you call them.
It'd be nice to find out if where I sit. I know I'm one of 12,000. That's the best I can say. So
yeah.
All right. Absolutely. Well, and of course we got some great news. Both you and I got some great news just a little bit earlier today, and that is that we got our emails to finally switch out our pairs of glass, and they chose January 6th as the magic date to, and apparently everybody got sent this. January 6th is the magic date. The only problem is I'm actually going to be at the Consumer Electronics Show January 6th. That's the week of CES. So maybe, crossing my fingers, maybe that, and I already sent them an email saying, hey, I'm going to be at CES. Maybe that's, they'll say, oh, we'll have a glass swap out there. Maybe. I highly doubt it, but maybe.
Yeah.
So, So anyway, so if you haven't gotten your swap out email yet, you might want to keep, I wouldn't call them or anything like that, but you just keep an eye out for it. It's coming soon. So I was really hoping to have my next, my second generation pair before I got to CES, but it, and maybe I can work something out with them, but I highly doubt it with this, with the holidays coming up. And of course I want to wear glass during Christmas, Christmas Eve and Christmas when we're opening presents. So will you be doing that during Christmas at all, Luke?
I hadn't really thought about it yet, but you know, that might be a good idea, you know, getting presents through glass. You know, you can, so if you don't get something you want, maybe you could find the YouTube video of someone opening the thing that you do want. And so it can be kind of like you're there, you get, you know, you just watch the video and it's like, wow, that's what it's like opening a Christmas present.
That's what it's like opening my Xbox or PlayStation 4 or something like that. Nobody's going to get me a PlayStation. I already got my Christmas presents, and that's the best part. Jennifer got me a Tassimo, which is one of those single cup coffee things, and it's awesome. And
nice.
We're already using it. So and I bought her a new purse. And we just, you know, instead of wrapping it up, it's just like, hey, your present's here. Okay. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool there. So anyway, I think, well, a couple more things and then we'll get into the news here really quick. Of course I was at Ford for their, for an event. They actually, did a couple things. First of all, we released, they started talking about this thing called, they're calling, the Fusion Driver Assist, which is not it's not a driverless car. It's just basically the ability to see the surroundings, and if some obstacle gets in the way, to be able to hit the brakes before you can react. And it was a great time, and I got a few pictures here. Let me throw them up as a slideshow really quick. So I'll pop them up here, and I'll go like that. So in the airport, and of course I'm doing my takeoff videos as well through glass, and you can check that out over on YouTube, where you know, as I take off and land, yeah, that's Luke can't see this, but I decided to take a picture of the Spanx shop because everybody needs Spanx, right?
I love mine.
And there's me at the Henry Dearborn, great hotel, cup of coffee, and they have this really cool spoon that I've only seen this spoon in a Guinness, for Guinness, and it's a spoon that's got a little notch in it, and I rested it on the cup. Luke, you'll have to see it when you can watch the video, but lots of great shots there. There's me in the right before I went to the event, and a couple different things. Auto Awesome they did some snowflakes on there, so that's what you're seeing right there. And then of course the media event, and I got to run in. I ran into Scott Mani, who's the social media guy over at Ford, and I got a picture with the next Microsoft CEO, Bill Alan Mulally. I'm kidding. I don't think he's going to be the next CEO. So, but they talked about these driver assist cars, and I'm just kind of getting through it. There's Scott Mani right there, and there's the driver assist car. And as you can see, it's using what's called LiDAR to bounce off signal and get the 3D images so it can spot that. So I've got videos. I got a video for that. I just posted it up today. We went to the archives. And we got to see the Mustang, all the Mustang articles and pamphlets from 1968 to today, and lots of great stuff. And I got to ride in a Model T, and that's where the next thing comes. Through glass, I posted up on YouTube. I did. I took my regular camera, and I held it like this, pointing at me. And then, of course, I took glass, and I did the video while we drove around the parking lot of the archives at Ford. I can't say exactly where, because they want to keep those somewhat of a secret, where the archives are. But it was a great time, and this is the first time that they let anybody in to see the archives. So it was pretty cool. And so we saw that. I got to drive in a Model T, which of course, let me show it really quick. Right here. Here we go. So, and once again, Luke, you can't see that. Sorry about that. But this the video where it started in there, and one of the guys, one of the Ford guys, says, "Hey, you know, we haven't had anybody riding in a Model T, so with glass. So why don't you take the spin?" And so Tom took me for a spin around the parking lot. It was pretty cool. So that video is over on youtube.com/geekazine, which you can see from there. So, all right. I think that's all the news we have, for glass. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
No, I think I'm good. It's real exciting stuff. I will say I'm kind of jealous of being able to, one, ride in a Model T, and two, being able to film that with glass. That's very, very cool.
Well, I talked to the people at Google, and I said, here's the Model T video. And they said, hey, that's great. Somebody's already ridden in a Model A, but apparently didn't do any video or anything like that. I haven't found it. But the Model T, apparently, you know, Model T is like the car, the consumer car, the car that everybody knows about. And they're not sure, you know, they knew there was a car before that being the Model A, but you know, everybody just seems to find that so exciting that it was just like, I'm wearing glass and I'm driving in this old technology with new technology. And mm-hmm. it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So, all right. Well, with that, let's move on from there. Let's get into some news. You reported it last week, and we're going to touch on it for a couple seconds here. Apparently, Google had their next event in Austin, and so they had a whole bunch of people. They held it for 2 days as opposed to the 1 day that they did it at, was it North Carolina? North Carolina,
I think it was. I think that's right.
Yeah. So we had the link over at kvu.com. They had the full open house at Brazos Hall for people to test out Google Glass. I have a friend, Wesley. He lives in Austin. I should ping him and see if he went to the event to find out. Of course, you didn't go to the event because you're like 2.5 hours away, right?
Three and a half, four. It kind of depends on traffic. Yeah. But yeah, it's a couple hundred miles. So
and all
yeah,
that,
it's not really, it's not a quick weekend trip or anything.
Yeah, and all that ice, you don't want to mess with that. So
yeah, I had stuff going on. I really couldn't get away for the weekend. But
okay.
Yeah, it very neat. Google just kind of popped it up and said, hey, next weekend we're going to be down in Austin. And the local reporters came out and kind of got to see it. So,
okay.
Real neat they did it. Sounds like it was very similar, just kind of an educational event. People got to try it that maybe didn't get into the Explorer program. And pretty cool.
That's cool. So, did I say that's cool? I just said that three times. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm drunk, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so if you want to check out more on that, go over to kvu.com. 2 weeks ago, we talked about a Kickstarter for a remote control for glass, and have an update on that. And do you want to take this one?
Sure. So, basically we talked about this remote, and it had a couple of buttons and kind of a touch area on it, so you could basically use your glass without having to reach up and touch it, you know, which has lots of good uses for it. It was also a Bluetooth remote for computers and for tablets and phones, so that you could, you know, control them remotely real easily. And unfortunately, the Kickstarter, it looks like, has been closed by the remote people. They basically said, we're shutting it down. And I don't know if they just weren't getting enough interest, or if they ran into some other issues. They didn't really give a reason why. They just said that it was going to be shutting down, and they wouldn't. I forget if they said they were still going to make some up, but.
They put on a note after you posted it. And basically it said, we decided to cancel the Kickstarter campaign. The reasons were mainly to reduce the size of the glass market. And also, we don't have enough information on glass's version and the roadmap to create the right Bluetooth version of remote. And I didn't realize this until I actually started getting into Android phones. I got another device, another wearable technology device I can't use on my Nexus 5. And the reason why is because it's not the right Bluetooth or something like that. So it will not pair. It'll pair to a Samsung phone, but it won't pair to LG phone or any other Android phone because it doesn't have the right in technology inside or Bluetooth technology inside. So I think what they thought is they probably heard something was coming down the way from Google Glass that would have possibly made their remote inaccurate and unusable. So and of course the fact that there's, you know, I did the math, and if there was about 12,000 pairs of glass out there on the first round, the developers and the If I Had Glass, and everybody got three invites, and let's say about 60% of that actually took the invite. That's you're talking something to the lines of around 20,000 to 30,000 people that had glass. Plus, from what you said, Luke, earlier, that glass, it, most likely, if you went to the glass page and you signed up for it, they sent you an email almost a day later, and you got your glass by the end of the week. So I'm guessing, and this is just a pure assumption because I don't know the actual numbers, that there's probably somewhere around 60,000 to 70,000 pairs of glass out in the wild. And actually around the world, there's I saw a video of a guy who was at the Australian stadium, and they do some sort of rubber band jump or something like that from the top of the stadium. Mm-hmm. And he did the glass. I wasn't going to show it on the show, but because copyright laws and stuff like that. But it does say that there are pairs of glass outside the United States. So I'm guessing somewhere around 50,000 to 70,000 pairs of Google Glass out there. It's still a low number, but it's a pretty interesting, notable number right there.
Mm-hmm.
So would you agree to those numbers, or do you think there's more or less?
I don't know. I would guess less, but like you said, we really don't know. Google has been pretty quiet on it. And, I think it's, you know, that 20,000 to 30,000 number that you threw out seems to, you know, I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's always hard to guess. But you know, whereas, regular Android phones are, you know, 1 million a day, and an iPhone might sell 5 or 6 million, you know, a day on, you know, around the launch time or something. For so it's like, you know, even 50,000 or 60,000 is a pretty small number as technology goes. But so I don't know. Maybe remote will come back. I think that, you know, they've got a good idea, and I think that there are a lot of people that wanted that kind of thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of held off and they waited till it was more of a commercial product and then tried their Kickstarter again. And they would be a lot farther along as far as designs and prototypes and all that stuff. And,
yeah,
but I can understand them. I think it's really good of them not to just put something out that works with a prototype version of glass and then have that not work with the, you know, million selling, you know,
yeah,
commercial version. So, I don't think that it's necessarily bad. And with Kickstarter, as far as my understanding goes, like, people didn't actually have to give them the money because they shut down it didn't hit its goals and they shut it down. So people aren't actually out that money. So,
that's the one thing about Kickstarter is the project needs to end and be fully funded for that to happen. And if I remember, let me go back here a second. They were looking for 70,000. They were, was it, they weren't, they were only a week or two in there, and they had 14 grand on that. So I think it's a great, great point. And yeah, I bet you we're going to see remote come into play again, or unless they're planning to go a different direction. I mean, the fact that you could use the remote other than Google Glass, I think they could actually just rerun it and just say, hey, this isn't for Google Glass. It's got the option, but it's going to be for your computer first and maybe even your tablet. Cause I've always wanted a remote for my iPad and for my phone. You know, if, especially if I'm running a presentation, I'd love to have a remote to click at the next screen or something like that. So I hope they pull that up. I would definitely buy one of those. Maybe I'll contact them and see if we can get one to take a look at really quick. So All right, let's move on from here. We're going over to Fandroid.com, and I guess they leaked out some information about Google prescription glasses, and I am very happy to say that they don't look like the 1980 Oakleys that we have with our glass, and it's exciting because they're starting to look like regular frames. Yeah, they'll have this little piece right here on them. Yeah, I'll show you a picture right here over on Fandroid.com. This is how the glasses are going to look. And they look a lot more normal than what I was expecting them to be. They're not the clip-on lenses anymore, and I'm really happy about that. So how about you, Luke? Do you see that? Do you like that look? Or is that still not quite what you would go for?
You know, I don't love the thick frames look. I've gotten a little thicker frames in my last pair of glasses, but I know they're real popular. Lots of people have them. Lots of people love them. So, you know, I'm sure they kind of are at least trying out some popular styles first. I agree with you that it makes it look like you're wearing this kind of accessory on a normal pair of glasses, as opposed to a very foreign type of device on your face that a glass, you know, looks like now, where everyone can immediately tell that you're wearing something kind of different. With those, it would look like, yeah, they're regular glasses, but they've got this extra little add on to them. So,
yeah,
I like the general idea of it, though, of it not being some sort of, you know, huge disruption to the glasses industry. You know, they're trying to make them as stealthy as possible and as, you know, kind of normal looking as possible. And if they're removable, that'd be even better, where, you know, you could take them off and then you've got a very normal set of glasses left behind.
Well, here's the kicker. And I actually got this. Somebody sent this to me on a tweet, and I was trying to find the tweet and I couldn't find it. But I want to thank the person that actually did send this. Google has put out instructions on support.google.com on how to swap frames. Mm. Now, from what it looked like, it looked like a regular pair of glasses, and the right side bow was, you basically took off the bow on whatever pair of glasses you had, and then you put on, it looked like a special bow that was kind of is like this bow, except, you know, not the full bow. It's just the partial bow. Mm-hmm. And with that, they're showing you, and I'm going to show you this picture right now. This is the picture on how you can actually swap frames. So that also means that I could take this pair of frames, if I'm going to show this up close. As you can see, I have the sky blue, of course. And so there's the sky blue, and then there's this, one person's calling titanium. I don't get it. It's not titanium. But anyway, this is the frame right here. And on the inside of the frame, I don't have my zoom in thing here, so I'll have to just go from here. On the inside of the frame right here is a little Torx screw. And you need a special wrench to take it off. But once you take it off, this metal piece and then this blue piece with the headset also comes right off. And once that happens, then you can put another, you know, I could get a tangerine part and then put that on, maybe do some cross stuff. Or if I had a new frame or the prescription lenses, I put on this part of the bow, I put on the torque and the little adapter, and then I have my regular frames, and then I can put them on just like that and have my glass and my prescription glasses. So this is kind of a game changer, because, you know, it's like they said, don't mess with your glass, don't mess with your glass. And now it's like, here you go. Go ahead and mess with your glass.
Mm-hmm.
So are you looking into getting the prescription lenses yet, or?
I am waiting with bated breath. So as soon as they send out that email saying, hey, if you're interested, here's a place you can go to sign up, I will be looking to do that as soon as possible. So.
Well, have you called them and just asked them?
I do not believe I've just called them and asked. I have asked on some of the glass community stuff.
Okay.
That has access to a lot of the people at Google that are in the glass program. So I've asked through those methods. I haven't tried just calling them up and bugging them that way, but it's getting close. I can tell.
Yeah. Well, this is all leaked information. And
well, the one guy was actually from Glass, so that's how this that whole Fandroid article mentions, is that basically someone in the Glass development program at Google posted up this information about, oh yeah, here's a picture of a prescription version and stuff, and then it was taken down in, you know, within a few hours, and so there was something there that, like, he wasn't supposed to say it yet. Yeah. But it was somebody at Google showing that information, so it seemed fairly official. Just apparently too early.
Unless he's no longer with Google. His name's Brian.
Yeah, you never know. You never know if you'll hear from that guy again, but, you know.
That's true. Brian Mateusz. And, they have a direct link to his G+ account, but I don't see anything saying good or bad about his post. So, looks pretty cool. I mean, I can't wait for that to happen. I mean, you know, I do wear glasses. I wear contacts, but I think, I would get a prescription pair. I need to have a prescription pair anyway. So I might just get a prescription pair of Google Glass and go from there.
Yeah.
So the best part, two great things to learn from this. One, prescription lenses. They're thinking about it. We're not going to get the stupid little clip-ons as prescription lenses. They're actually getting frames that look halfway decent. And then two, they've got directions on how you can actually take apart your frames so you can put on a pair of prescription glasses. Even if you don't go with their recommended prescription glasses, you can do some modding yourself and put on a pair and go from there. So I'm really excited about that. I can't wait for that to happen. All right. What I can wait for, well, I can't wait for this to happen either. I didn't get a chance to download this yet. I take it, Luke, you haven't either, because you didn't see this until we started the show. But Duck Hunt is available for Google Glass. As it's in beta right now, and what you do, you don't go through the Glass page to actually download it. You have to go through the beta program, and they let you download the file, which you then have to hook up your Glass to a computer to push the file into your Glass. So once you do that, then you could actually play a nice rousing game of Duck Hunt, or I don't know if it's Duck Hunt or they just got skeet shooting on that picture right there. So they're calling it Glass Hunt. So it's not really Duck Hunt. It's Glass Hunt. So I don't know if it's a voice where it's like saying shoot or something like that. You move your head to line the crosshairs with the clay pigeons, and then go from there and play a game. That's basically it. So amazing stuff. Well, what would have you? Are you gonna try and download this, or are you just gonna kind of pass?
Yeah, I may try it just to throw it on there. It sounds a lot like the word game, Spellista, I believe is the game that it is an official glassware app, and there you kind of tilt your head and target the different letters to spell out a word that they give you clues for. So. Kind of a similar mechanic and, targeting. And then I don't know if you're supposed to tap or if it's just if you target enough on the clay pigeon or the duck or whatever, if that just says, OK, well, you targeted properly. So we'll call that a hit. I'm not really sure what their mechanic is. Nice, simple little game, as long as you're willing to just kind of be randomly looking around as you're, you know, on the bus or whatever, looking at things, and you just, I was like, that might be the only awkward thing about it.
So. Yeah. Actually, I think it is tapping once you get in the car.
Oh, really? You have to tap on it?
Yeah.
So you sit there kind of tapping. But yeah. People might think that you're taking lots of pictures or something. So I could see it maybe being a little awkward to take around, to play while you're around people. People might think that you're looking at them and taking a picture. And even though you're facing exactly at them and tapping the side, like, No, I'm just playing a game.
To start it up, you actually have to say, "Okay, Glass, go hunting."
There might be a way to tap through and do it. I found all those voice commands, and they just get added to the list, so you have to find them in the list.
But, because you want to have that extra voice command in there. So it's like, we got voice commands too, as well as tapping. So
And if you say that, people might think that that they're the ones being hunted. I don't know. You look at someone, and you're like, okay, Glass, go hunting. It's like, are you hunting people? What exactly are you doing over there? So,
all right. I want you to make an app, and I'm going to challenge anybody out there. I want to make this app. I want you to say, okay, Glass, Beetlejuice, 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 and then have Beetlejuice pop up and say, how are you doing? I'm here. How you doing? How's it going?
That's a pretty good Beetlejuice impersonation. I'll definitely give you that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. So, if you want to do it, Luke, that's fine. I know you're busy, but any developer
wants to try that.
Any developer, it sounds like an easy app, but what do I know? I'm not a developer. So just say, okay, Glass, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I want to see that. And of course, if you do that, you got to give me some sort of credit, or give This Week in Google Glass credit, so we can keep the lights on here. So, all right, well, that does it. We went through all the news. I know it was kind of a little bit slow. I apologize, but with everything that's been happening this last couple of weeks, I'm getting pretty burnt out, and I got to go out and shovel snow after this episode's done. So I'm just ready to collapse and call it a day and go from there. So, Luke, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Yep. So you can find me on Google Plus at google.com/plus, the symbol, Luke Wallace. And that'll give me, there you go, plus Luke Wallace on Google Plus, or Luke Luca on Twitter. That's LukeLuca. Or for this show, the easy email address is luke@twig.tv. That's TWIGG.TV.
And I like how you said that. You said Twigiga.
Yeah, Twigiga.TV. Twigiga.
And you can find me over at Geekazine once the website's back up. Think Magazine, put in a geek. And, of course, Jeff@Twigiga.TV. I like that, Twigiga. Jeff@Twigiga.TV. That works. That really works. So, hey, like I said, I apologize for all the shuttering of Luke's video, but the audio sounded awesome. So I'm really happy with how that worked, but we'll get that all figured out and go from there. The holiday schedule next week, no show. Do we want to do a show in 2 weeks, Luke? You have to think about it.
Yeah. I have to think about it. Let's see what the plans are. So maybe sometime that week, we'll see.
Okay, and then CES, big CES. I might put out a solo show if I have time on Monday. Highly doubtful, because we do live broadcast of CES. So you can check me out at tpn.tv, tpn.tv. That's the Tech Podcast Network, where this show is, and we're all family safe and friendly shows. You can find some other cool tech shows over at techpodcast.com and tpn.tv, where we're doing the live stream. You can watch me interview people, and I will have my Google Glass on during CES, the whole CES, taking pictures, taking video, and go from there. And just have a lot of fun. So, Luke, you have we won't talk before the holidays. So have a great Christmas, we'll possibly see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and if we don't, well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
and then we'll see you next year.
Yeah.
So for Luke Wallace, I always want to say for Luke Luca, for Luke Luca.
That's good too.
For Luke Wallace, my name is Jeffrey Powers. Thanks a lot for watching. You've been watching This Week in Google Glass. We'll see you next time. I'm falling down a pit. No, I'm not falling down a pit. Sounds like I'm falling down a pit, but I'm really not falling down a pit.